Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are, and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back to God Is. I'm glad you are here as we continue with our profile of the first man and the first woman. As you will probably recall, we're moving along through Genesis chapter 2, asking who we are as men and as women in light of who God is. Our series is God and Man and Woman, and between verses 17 and 18 of Genesis chapter 2, we have paused to build a profile of the man Adam and the woman Eve. Let me remind you what is true of them, and then we'll move towards completing this profile. First, Adam and Eve were real historical people. They lived. Second, Adam and Eve were both made in the image of God. And we spent quite a bit of time defining what it means to be made in God's image. Because, of course, this is also true of us. You are made in the image of God. I am made in the image of God. And now we come to our third insight on this profile of Adam and Eve. What I want to do is give you the point for the profile and then explain it. Here is my point. Adam and Eve were both morally good. First, they were real historical people. Second, they were both made in the image of God. And now third, they were both morally good. Let me explain. And as soon as I start to explain, I am presented with a bit of a problem. This is a two-dimensional problem, a two-dimensional dilemma, if you will. Here is the problem, part one. Most of you know the first man and the first woman were morally good in Genesis chapter 2, but you also know they turned morally bad in Genesis chapter 3. But in the timeline of our teaching here on God Is, we are only in Genesis 2. So at this point in the story, if I say Adam and Eve were morally good, that is true. But if you have already read Genesis 3, then you know it is also true to say that they were morally bad. Two things can be true at the same time. It is not contradictory to say Adam and Eve, as historical people, were both morally good and morally bad. It just depends at what point in the timeline of their lives we are talking about them. Let me give an analogy. I'll pick on myself. If three people who have known me got together this evening and my name came up, each could say something about me that is true, and the other two would disagree thinking they are lying. My friend from college, university, could say, Mark is nice and physically fit. He weighs about 155 pounds. No, says my friend from about 10 years ago in Hong Kong, where I was then living. He must have stopped exercising, and he's eaten a lot more ice cream. He's got quite the gut now. I'd say he's about 195 pounds. And then my third friend, who just saw me last week, will chime in, well, boys, I have some good news and some bad news. Mark's not 155, but thankfully he's not 195 either. I'd put him at about 175 pounds. Now, all three are right, and all three are wrong. It just depends at what point in the history of my life they are talking about. Well, 30 years ago, 155 pounds. 10 years ago, 195 pounds. Last week, 175 pounds. Well, there's quite the difference. By the way, these are made-up numbers. I am not telling you how much I weigh. I don't want to be that open. Do you want to be that open with me? The dates are accurate, though. I trust you get the point that I am making. In a similar fashion, when I say Adam and Eve were morally good, I am right. When I say Adam and Eve were morally bad, I am right. There is no contradiction. It all depends on when in the timeline of their lives I am speaking. And since we are in Genesis chapter 2, I tell you the first man and woman were morally good. But if you know the full story, that is, you are well acquainted with what happens with Adam and Eve in Genesis 3 and following, then you'd think I was lying. So this is problem number one for me as a teacher of this text. I told you I have a two-dimensional dilemma, or problem, and now here's the second dimension. Here is the problem part two. I have to teach that Adam and Eve were morally good in Genesis chapter 2, knowing that most of you have either read the Bible beyond Genesis 2, or you have somehow heard the story of what happens to Adam and Eve after Genesis chapter 2. Therefore, I better acknowledge that we know something that somebody coming to this scene in the garden in Eden, only in Genesis chapter 2, does not yet know. And if I want to teach this true story systematically, chapter by chapter, telling it in the order in which it appears in the Bible, then I must acknowledge this little problem, right? Let me give an analogy. Imagine that you've just watched a very good film. The story was compelling. You watched it from beginning to end twice and even rewound some of it so you could see the best parts again. You are very familiar with the storyline. One day you were speaking to your friend and mentioned this film. You're stunned when she says that she has never seen it, worse, never even heard of it. Well, you've got to do something about this, so you invite her to come over after work, have dinner, and to watch this movie together. She says, "But you have already seen it. You do not want to watch it again." But you assure her, "Oh, yes, I do. It's that good." You run home, get the movie queued to the beginning and order takeout, and the two of you sit down together to watch it. Now, you know exactly what is coming because you've seen the film. In fact, you have seen the best parts more than once. You find yourself mumbling the lines underneath your breath, but your friend has never seen it and is totally unfamiliar with the story. On purpose, you sit at an angle so you can watch both the TV and her face. You want to see how she reacts to what she sees. You're curious if what so moved you will also impact her. You press play and the action begins. As the story moves along, sure enough, her looks of confusion at early scenes are clarified in later scenes. Where you laughed, she laughed. Where you cried, she cried. You knew what was coming, she did not. How different was your experience watching this film with your friend from when you watched it by yourself the first time? You knew how something that happened later in the film impacted what had happened earlier, and vice versa. Well, what if this movie was called Genesis 2 and 3? If you have already watched this film, you already know that while Adam and Eve were morally good originally, Genesis 2, that changes drastically and suddenly in Genesis 3 when they become, when they turn morally bad. Well, this is a key turning point in the entire film. What a terrifyingly drastic change. As expected, when you look across your living room and see your friend's expression when she figures out the change in Adam and Eve from Genesis 2 to 3, she is stunned and she is saddened. How could these first people who started off so good turn out so bad? I speak to you today as someone who knows the story of Genesis 2 and 3. And my guess is, I speak to you whom also know the story of Genesis 2 and 3. But as we build our profile of Adam and Eve, we do so in part one of the film. So we can say that Adam, the first man, and Eve, the first woman, are morally good. It is only when we watch the rest of the movie that we'll see how they change. Do you get my point? Here on God Is, as you have probably noticed, I try not to make assumptions about what people listening to this know or do not know. I try to keep the Bible passage in its context and explain what the Bible means by what it says within that context. But some days this presents me with problems or dilemmas. Today, I acknowledge those up front. And having done that, let's now circle back to my point. Adam and Eve were both morally good. As they stand before God in the garden in Eden, here at Genesis 2, verse 17, they are morally good. And what do I mean by morally good? I better define my term carefully. And for this definition, I will borrow from one of my favorite, currently living, theologians, philosophers, and Christian defenders of our faith, Dr. John Frame. In his Systematic Theology, he defines moral goodness like this. Moral goodness is conduct that measures up to God's standards. Moral goodness is our conduct that meets God's standards. Adam and Eve had that in the garden in Eden. Let me continue to quote Frame. Adam and Eve were purely and simply good. Like the rest of creation, there was no defect in them. Nothing could have been criticized. They were holy in thought, word, and deed. Unquote. As time will soon end for this radio broadcast and podcast, I'll stop here and we'll resume at this point tomorrow. I hope you will join us for that. We'll pause the film here, if you will. And remember, at this point in time, Adam and Eve were morally good. Do they stay that way? I have already told you no. What about us? Are we similar to the first man and woman in that we arrive on planet Earth morally good? Or are we different? Are we born morally bad? Well, let's talk about this next time on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.